I don't know. I mean, it's an important decision, baby. I mean, yeah, like your starter decides like the entire rest of the run. Okay, well, Charmander's, like, he's cool, but in my opinion, Growlithe is way better, and Arcanine is, like, for a fire type at least, is way better for your money. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Charmander's cool, because he becomes Charmeleon, then Charizard, and he can learn Fly, Dig, and Strength. Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. Bulbasaur is, I think, yeah, Bulbasaur is definitely the best. Because with Bulbasaur, you basically you sweep Brock's gym, you sweep Misty's gym, and the first gym you have any real trouble with is, like, Blaine, I think. Yeah, because Vine Whip is a special attack, I believe. So you can Vine, once you learn Vine Whip, basically every gym is super easy. Because you can, yeah, I mean, and like, it crits, like, all the time in first gen. Because it's, I think it's based on speed. And then you'll learn Razor Leaf. Solar Beam's kind of useless, but Growth, if you learn, like, Growth, Razor Leaf, Vine Whip, and then you can throw whatever you want. Like, maybe Mega Drain or Absorb on your fourth slot. Like, Bulbasaur's a beast. Bulbasaur's the best, I think it's the best starter. For the Kanto region, honestly. Well, Squirtle isn't bad either. Squirtle's really useful because, you know, War Turtle, Blastoise, and then you don't have trouble with Brock at least. Trying to think if you get a good bug Pokemon or a good grass Pokemon between. I mean, there's a forest. I don't know if Oddish is in the forest. Oh, you're playing on red. I think there might be Oddishes in that forest. So if you do get Squirtle, you can just catch an Oddish and then evolve it into a Vileplume. Because he's Vileplume's basically just like a, I mean, he's pretty good, but not as great as Bulbasaur, honestly. But I mean, you can just use a Vileplume to round out your team. Yeah, Vileplume, Arcanine, Blastoise, that's pretty good. I'm trying to think, I don't know where you can catch an Abra. I mean, you can get one at Celadon Game Corner, I'm pretty sure. If you really want an Abra. Getting a Beedrill isn't bad, because you need one just to deal with all the psychic types. And then when you get to Diglett Cave, just catch a Diglett, because ground types in the Gen 1 are so good. Because you run into so many poison types. You could also get a Nidoran from like, if you head towards where the Elite Four is, there's a Nidor, there should be, like, Nidorans there. Oh, baby, you should know I'm terrible at pronouncing things. So what are you thinking? It's up to you, baby. It's your run. I've played this game a million times. I'm just shocked you never played Red. I mean, I guess it doesn't completely shock me. Yeah, because most people, I feel like, at least, like, your generation got into, like, Crystal and Gold and Silver, which I think might be the best. It's definitely the best generation. Because you get that new region, you get Johto, and then you get Kanto all wrapped up in one. I don't know if fairy types were a thing yet there. I don't believe so. But you can get Espeon and Umbreon, which are really cool evolutions. I'm just making you want to play Crystal. That's how I feel too. Crystal was the bomb. It was so good. And those legendaries, oh. I mean, there's legendaries in the game you're playing right now. You have the three legendary birds. Yeah, this one has the three legendary birds you can catch, which is Moltres, Articuno, and Zapdos. Yeah, they're not too hard to get. You can get them pretty easily and pretty early in the game. Well, Moltres is in the cave you go to the Elite Four, I believe. Right? I think so. Articuno is in the Seafoam Isles. And then Zapdos is at the power station. Basically, you can't get any of them until you get Surf. Which is kind of late in the game, but... yeah. You want a Pikachu? I might be completely wrong, but I think there might be Pikachus in Viridian Forest. If you played Yellow, you'd start with a Pikachu. In fact, you get all the Ash Ketchum starters. You get Pikachu, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, and Charmander. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yellow is great. I miss that when Pokemon had special editions like that. They don't do that anymore. Was Emerald the last one? No. It was in the Platinum. Oh, I can't remember those. That generation I did not like get super into. Oh, I don't remember. It was like Platinum and something else. But yeah, make your decision, baby. You can't go wrong with anything you pick. Just pick something you care about, and then don't forget to name them. Always name all your Pokemon. Mm-hmm. It's like half the fun. It's a very good decision, love. Okay. You can start your adventure now.